a pleasure to be here this morning.
今天早上能够在这里聚会在一起，非常喜乐。
I was blessed to spend the weekend with many of the leaders from the three congregations here.
在过去这个周末，我有这样子的恩典，能够跟若歌教会三堂不同的同工在一起聚集。
My family and I were blessed by the warmth of our welcome, by your community.
我们的家庭还有我们的孩子，对于各位热情的欢迎，我们非常的喜乐。
I'm afraid I don't speak any Mandarin.
我不会讲任何的普通话。
And I only know a few words in Cantonese, which is my wife's background.
那我只知道一点点广东话，我的姐妹是讲广东话的家庭长大。
So I'm especially blessed to have a translator this morning. I thank you so much for doing this.
No problem. Yeah. 这个不用翻译了。
Yeah. Well, as we turn to God's word, let us first turn to Him in prayer.
让我们一同来祷告，当我们读神的话语之前。
Heavenly Father.
亲爱的天父。
We're so thankful for the beauty of the world around us.
我们对于在周围美丽的世界如此感恩。
And we thank you for the promise of eternal life with you in the new heavens and new earth.
我们也感谢主，因为你在新天新地里面赐给我们新生命、永恒生命的应许。
We pray as we look into your word together this morning.
我们的祷告就是当我们今天一同研读你话语的时候。
That you might show us the way back to you.
那么你能够让我们明导回到你家，回到你那里的路。
For we ask it in Jesus' name.
我们是靠耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
As we drove down here from Massachusetts, I was surprised to see a street sign for Memory Lane.
当我从这个 Massachusetts 开车下来的时候，我们看到有一条路，它的这个路的名叫做记忆之路。
And so I would invite you, as we begin this service, to take a walk down Memory Lane.
所以我请大家，我们一同想一想，走向这个回忆之路。
And we're thinking especially of your own memories of the past.
想想我们自己过于最去的过去的一些回忆。
I want you to think for a moment about the most beautiful time in your life.
你想想在你过去这一生当中你最美的时候。
The closest you've come to paradise on earth.
你觉得是你离乐园最近的时候。
So think for a moment.
你想一想。
Get that picture in your head.
在你脑海里面有这样一幅美丽的图画。
Perhaps it's a simple memory of playing in the backyard of your childhood home.
也可能就是你小的时候在你家后院里面玩耍的那个喜乐。
For others of you, it may be something more exotic.
那么对于有一些人，那可能是一些更让人兴奋的事。
Perhaps for Dr. Huang, it's a golf paradise in St. Andrews.
也许像小市长老是到 St. Andrews 那个高尔夫球场打高尔夫球。
Perhaps you had a honeymoon in the Bahamas and you just watched the beauty of the ocean spread out before you.
或者你在巴哈马群岛来度蜜月的时候看到前面那美丽的海洋。
Perhaps you had a celebration in New York City that was full of the excitement of the city.
或者你在纽约是有一个特别的一个庆祝，看到整个纽约市里面的繁华。
For myself, I tend to think of Hawaii, which is the closest you can come to paradise on earth.
对我自己来讲，我觉得夏威夷就是世界上最靠近乐园的地方。
My wife and her family, my wife grew up in Hawaii and her family is still there, so we often visit.
师母是在夏威夷长大的，她家人还在那，所以我们常常去夏威夷那里旅游。
And so we have the ocean, we have the family, we have the sunshine, and we have good Cantonese food.
所以我们在那边呢，有这个海洋，然后美丽的这个日光，然后有很好的这个中国食物。
Whatever memory you chose, I suspect that it would involve harmony.
那么所有你所选择，你想要回忆起来的美事，都是一些和谐的事情。
Harmony with yourself, harmony with others, harmony with nature, harmony with God.
与你自己、与别人、与自然以及与神有一个和谐的关系。
Now these are all pleasant memories.
这都是一些令人欢喜的记忆。
But they do raise a problem as well.
但是这些记忆也带来一些问题。
How do we get back to that place?That was so beautiful in our past.
我们如何能够回到从前呢？回到从前那些美好的回忆。
And even if we could get back, would it really be the same as we remember it?
但是就是当我们回到从前的时候，难道真的像我们所记得的那样子的美好吗？
And even if we could go back, and even if it were the same, wouldn't it eventually change?
但是纵使我们回到从前，纵使是像以前那样子的美好，但是美景能够长存吗？
And so all that beauty would again slip through our fingers.
所有的这些美丽都会从我们的指尖溜走。
And what's true of us in our individual lives is also true of humankind as a whole.
在我们个人身上的经验，美好不长久的经验，也是整个人类的经验。
Ever since Adam and Eve left Eden, we live our lives as exiles.
自从亚当跟夏娃被赶出伊甸园之后，我们在世上的生活好像是被掳的人生。
We are separated from God, lost in the world, always trying to find our way back.
我们与神隔绝，在这个世界上迷失了，一直想要找到那条回到神、回到乐园的路。
And as we wander around in this world searching for paradise, we wander into some very strange places.
可是在这个世上，当我们要寻找这个乐园的时候，我们常常去到一些我们自己没有想到的一些地方。
We take some strange paths to get back to paradise.
我们想要找回乐园，可是我们找不到那条回乐园的路。
And so I'd like to begin with an imaginary geography lesson as we explore some of these places together.
所以我们可以用一点点想象力，想想看我们如何找回回乐园的路。
In the ancient world, many Jews and early Christians believed that paradise was a great mountain.
在古代，犹太人还有一些早期的基督徒认为乐园就是一个很大的高山。
And today, some people try to find paradise by climbing the mountains of money.
那么今天许多人希望借着爬这个财富的高山找到乐园。
You may be familiar with Mount Rushmore that has the faces of great leaders carved into the stone.
你可能记得在美国的一个国家公园上面有四位美国伟大的领袖，他们的像是在山上的石头上刻出来。
Well, the mountains of money, of course, also have pictures of great leaders on them.
啊，那你知道美国的钞票上也印着美国的伟大领袖的像。
Lincoln, Jackson, and Benjamin Franklin.
那么林肯、杰克森，最后是 Benjamin Franklin 的百元大钞。
And so we imagine if we can just climb higher up the mountains of money, we'll find paradise at last.
所以有一些人以为说，只要我们继续往这个赚钱的路上往上爬，最后终能找到乐园。
But a problem emerges as we begin to climb.
可是当我们这样往上爬的时候，就产生了问题。
Because when we come to the top of one mountain, we look in the distance and there's someone else on top of a higher mountain.
当我们爬到山顶的时候，我们发现这山还比这原来另外一个山比这个山还高，还有人在另外更高的山上。
And so we climb that mountain, we struggle, and we get more money, and we more money, and then we look, and there's another mountain in the distance, higher, with someone else on top.
所以我们继续往那个更高的山爬，爬到山顶之后，发现还有一个更高的山，还有人在那里。
No matter how much we climb, there's always someone else on a higher mountain, and we're unfulfilled.
不管我们爬到多高的这个金钱的高山，总是有别的人在我们更高的山上，我们心里面还是不满足。
John D. Rockefeller was the richest man of his generation. You've probably heard of him.
那么石油大王洛克菲勒是他那个世代里面最富有的人，我们听过他的名字。
And they asked John Rockefeller one day, how much money is enough?
有人问洛克菲勒说，到底你要有多少钱才足够呢？
And he answered very wisely,
他很有智慧地回答说
a little bit more.
只要再多那么一点点就好。
And so, climbing the mountains of money does not bring us back to paradise.
所以当我们爬这个金钱累积财富的高山，不能带我们到乐园。
Other people want to walk the path of power.
那么有人他们想要爬这个权力的高山。
They believe if they walk far enough down the path of power, somehow they'll get back to paradise.
他们认为他们累积足够的权力就回到了乐园。
But when we pursue power as a way to happiness, two problems can emerge.
可是当然我们认为我们争取权力就能够得到快乐，有两个问题产生。
The first problem is for those who pursue power with no conscience.
有一些人, 他们是为着争取权去, 完全昧了自己的良心。
And they find that the more power they gain, the more monstrous they become.
他们就发现说, 他们得到更多的权力, 他们就变得更加的邪恶。
We think of Hitler or Stalin or other rulers who have sought just to gain more and more and more power.
像希特勒, 像斯大林, 这些人想要得到越来越多的权力。
And in the end, they become a monster, left completely alone.
那么他们最后成了这个魔王, 人人畏惧, 害死很多人。
But what if we do have a conscience?
但是如果我们是征求权力, 但是我们存着良心来争取权力。
If we have a conscience and we pursue power, we find we still have a problem.
但是如果我们是存着良心来争取权力的话, 我们仍然有问题。
We realize that with great power comes great responsibility.
我们就发现我们的权力越大, 我们就有越大的责任。
That's not from the Bible, that's from Spider-Man, but it's still true.
这个不是圣经上的话, 这是蜘蛛人在电影里面所说的话。
And so we learn that we can use power for good, but it doesn't bring us back to paradise.
所以我们晓得说, 如果我们用正确的方法来使用权力, 仍然没有办法回到乐园。
So we climb the mountains of money, that doesn't work.
我们爬金钱的高山, 这个没有办法回到乐园。
We walk the path of power, and that doesn't work.
我们走权力之路, 同样没有用。
And so many of us venture into the realm of romance.
所以有的人就希望在爱情里面能够找到乐园。
The Russian author Dostoevsky said, "Beauty will save the world."
那么杜斯托耶夫斯基这样子说，美丽能够拯救世界。
And we imagine that means that if we meet the special man or the special woman, they will bring us to paradise, just like Adam and Eve.
所以我们就想说，如果我们能够遇到我们人生里面那一位贵人，男生或者女生，就像亚当夏娃一样，我们回到乐园了。
So perhaps you're a man working in the office.
有一天你在你的办公室里上班，你是一位男士。
And across the room, you hear this sweet voice.
那么在你的办公室的对面，你听见这个非常甜美的声音。
And you see a beautiful lady by the copy machine.
你看到有一位非常美丽的女士在这个复印机的旁边。
And you think, if only I have her, I'll be happy.
就说如果我能够认识她，能够跟她做朋友，我就快乐了。
You see this in films all the time.
在电影上你常常看到这样的镜头。
One of the things I enjoy watching on YouTube are the Chinese epic films with subtitles.
我喜欢在这个 YouTube 上面看一些中国的电影，有一些特别的标题。
So I have warlords and battles and martial arts.
那么有许多功夫的电影，有许多这些军人的这些电影。
But at the heart of the film is the beautiful woman.
但是不管是什么样的电影，这个电影到最后总是一位美丽的女主角。
And the great warrior will think, I can conquer the world, but I'll only be happy if I have her.
那个最伟大的那个战士跟英雄，他能够征服全世界，可是除非他赢得美人心，他不会快乐。
This is true for women as well.
那么对于女士们也是一样的。
Perhaps you're a woman at a church retreat.
也许你在教会的这个退休会。
And you're there at the volleyball court, and then you see him.
那么你在看见这些男士们在打这个排球的时候，你就看到你心目中的那位英雄。
He's so strong, so handsome.
他非常的强壮，非常的英俊。
And yet he's very gentle with the children.
但是他对孩子们又非常的温柔客气。
He's like a great warrior come to life in central New Jersey.
那么就像是一位伟大的英雄现在来到了我们的New Jersey，来到这个退休会。
Maybe he has that long hair like the men in the epic films that I like to watch.
也许就像是在这个电影里面的英雄有一个长一点的头发。
So you see him and you think, one day he'll come riding to me on his white horse and save me.
你就想到说有一天他就是那位骑着白马来的高富帅来拯救我。
One day he'll bring me to paradise.
有一天他会带我到乐园去。
Well, it's more likely he'll bring you to central New Jersey.
那么而且呢会特别来到这个新泽西。
Now, romance is a wonderful part of life.
那么这个爱情是我们生命里面的重要的部分。
It's good to place a high value on relationships with other people.
那么我们对人的关系，我们看重是一件好事。
And God has designed men and women to complement one another and to raise up children for a new generation.
那么神他特别就创造了男人女人可以彼此互补，能够造敬虔的后裔。
And romance is one of the ways that he gets this beautiful thing we call marriage started.
那么男女之间的爱情就是使得婚姻能够开始的一个因素。
But physical beauty and romantic attraction alone will not bring us to paradise.
但是外表的这些吸引跟彼此的爱情不能够带我们去到乐园。
And the simple reason for this is that you are going to marry another human being like yourself.
那么一个最简单的原因就是说，你所结婚的对象是跟你一样的罪人。
You are well aware of your own problems, your failings, your frailty.
你明白你自己的问题，你自己的失败，你的软弱。
And your spouse is going to have all those same problems.
那么你的配偶跟你一样有同样的问题。
If you lean on your spouse for salvation, you will always be disappointed.
如果你是要靠着你的婚姻，靠着你的配偶得到拯救，你最后必定会失望。
Now, if you recognize their limitations, you can have a very happy and productive marriage.
但是你如果明白我们人的这些限制的话，我们的婚姻才有可能幸福美满。
But that's only because you're already aware your spouse will not save you.
那么这就是因为说你晓得你的这个配偶不能够拯救你。
So we see that money, power, and romantic love are false paths to paradise. They don't lead us there in the end.
所以我们晓得说金钱、权力跟爱情那都是一些虚假的道路，无法带领我们回到乐园。
So what is the way back? To paradise.
那么如何是回到乐园的道路呢？
To find the answer, we need to take a journey through Scripture.
要得到答案，要从圣经里面来。
And our journey will begin in Isaiah chapter 6. If you have a Bible, I'd invite you to open up to that.
那么我们的旅途是要从以赛亚书第六章开始。如果有圣经的话，我们一起来看。
We read in Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1.
以赛亚书第六章第一节。
In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord seated on a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple.
当乌西亚王奔的那年，我见主坐在高高的宝座上，他的衣裳垂下，遮满圣殿。
Isaiah is seeing a vision of the glory of the living God.
以赛亚看到一个异象，那就是神荣耀的那个异象。
He gropes for words to describe how magnificent God is.
他想要用人的言语来形容神的荣耀是何等的尊崇。
And the most important words he says for our purposes today are the Lord is high and lifted up.
那么最重要的一句话就是主坐在高高的宝座上。
Our journey will continue in Isaiah chapter 52 verse 13.
那么这样子的一个旅途，回到乐园的旅途，是在以赛亚书第52章13节继续。
This passage is speaking about the servant of God, the Messiah, whom we know to be Jesus.
那么这一段经文是讲到神的仆人弥赛亚，我们知道就是耶稣基督。
And it's very interesting to find that that same phrase, high and lifted up, is used here of the Messiah.
那么同样的话是高举上升，也用在形容弥赛亚。
And so it looks like we have a simple and very positive message.
所以我们看到有一个很简单很正面的信息。
God is lifted up and exalted, and so is his servant, the Messiah.
神被高举上升，同样的他的仆人弥赛亚也一样被高举上升。
But if we want to understand what this phrase means more fully, we need to go to John 12.
但是我们要明白到底高举上升是什么意思呢？我们必须回到约翰福音第十二章。
Because it's in John 12, in verse 31, that Jesus himself will take the language of Isaiah and explain to us what it means.
那么在约翰福音十二章三十一节，耶稣就用了以赛亚的预言来解释到底被高举上升是什么意思。
Let's read verse 31 of John chapter 12.
十二章三十一节。
Now is the time for judgment on this world. Now the prince of this world will be driven out. But I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to myself.
现在这世界受审判，这世界的王要被赶出去。我若从地上被举起来，就要吸引万人来归我。
Did you notice the word lifted up?
你看到这个字眼吗？被举起来，上升。
Jesus is making a reference back to the book of Isaiah.
所以耶稣在这个地方就引用以赛亚先知所看到的意象。
We know this because he quotes from Isaiah 53 in verse 38, and then again from Isaiah 6 in verse 40. That's John quotes those verses.
然后在这个地方我们就发现说，这个约翰在这里就引用以赛亚书53章跟以赛亚书第6章。
And so Jesus is helping to interpret Isaiah 6 and Isaiah 53. What does it mean to be high and lifted up?
所以在这个地方耶稣他就试着用以赛亚书第6章跟以赛亚书53章来解释说到底被高举是什么意思。
At first glance, it looks like this is a sign of a positive blessing.
那么从表面上看，这好像是一个正面的一个祝福的一个记号。
Think about when we lift people up physically in everyday life.
想想说在每一天的生活当中，我们如何把人给抬举起来呢？
We'll do it with sports heroes.
那么是一些运动场上的英雄。
If you score the winning goal of the World Cup, perhaps your teammates will lift you up.
在过去的这个世界杯里面，如果你踢进那个得胜的那一球，你的队员就会把你举起来，抬到肩膀上。
When you receive a medal at the Olympics, they call you up on a platform so everyone can see.
在奥林匹克运动会，你得了奖牌，就请你站到领奖的台上，每个人都可以看见你。
When a victorious politician has a victory at the polls, sometimes his supporters will lift him up.
那么当一个这个政治家他在选举的时候得胜，他的支持的人就把他抬起来。
And even in church, we sing songs about that Jesus is lifted up in heaven.
那么就是在我们唱诗歌的时候，我们说耶稣被高举在天上。
And so it looks as though Jesus is saying when he is praised and glorified,All people will come to him.
那么好像在这里耶稣是说当他受尊崇受赞美得荣耀的时候所有的人会来到他面前。
But even though this might be true in some sense, Jesus himself provides us the interpretation of his words in verse 32.
这样子的理解在某一些程度来说是正确的，可是在约翰福音12章32节耶稣提出了最重要的解释。
But I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to myself,He said this to show the kind of death he was going to die.
当他这样讲的时候呢，他说：“当我被举起，就要吸引万人来归向我。”耶稣这话原是指的自己将要怎样死说的。
Now this is a surprise.
那么这个对于当时的听众来讲，是一个大大的没有预料到的事。
This is a paradox.
那么这是一个让我们没有办法理解的困惑。
Jesus uses the language of exaltation to describe the humiliation of his crucifixion.
耶稣用一个被高举的一个得荣耀的语言来描写他的受羞辱跟钉十字架。
Now this will make better sense if we look back to the passage in Isaiah 52 with which we began.
我们再回过头来看以赛亚书52章，我们就更明白到底这句话是什么意思。
This is indeed a passage about the Messiah.
那么这是关于弥赛亚的预言。
But the focus is more on his suffering than his glory.
可是在这一段圣经的重点是多讲到他的受苦，而不是讲到他的得荣。
Let me read verses 1 through 6.
我们读以赛亚书53章第一节到第六节。
Who has believed our message, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? He grew up before him like a tender shoot and like a root out of dry ground. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering, like one from whom men hide their faces. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Yet surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows, yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him and afflicted.But he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
我们所传的有谁信呢？耶和华的膀臂向谁显露呢？他在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽，像根出于干地。 他无加喜美容，我们看见他的时候也无美貌使我们羡慕他。他被藐视，被人厌弃，多受痛苦，常经忧患。他被藐视，好像被人掩面不看的一样，我们也不尊重他。他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚我们得平安，因他受的鞭伤我们得医治。我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路，耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
So we see that Jesus has a reason to speak of his suffering in terms of exaltation.
所以这样我们就明白为什么耶稣论到他的受苦，就是他被高举。
But this just pushes our problem further back.
但是这是只是把我们的问题更迟延了一些。
Why does Isaiah use the same phrase, high and lifted up, of God in chapter 6 and the suffering servant of Isaiah 53?
那么为什么以赛亚把第六章的这个高举上升的这个神跟五十三章的这个受苦的这个仆人这两个图画连在一起呢？
Jesus says he's going to be lifted up on the cross.
神原来耶稣基督是说他要被高举，是钉在十字架上。
What possible connection could there be between the exaltation of God in heaven and the humiliation of Jesus' crucifixion?
那么这位被在天上高举上升的神跟在十字架上受苦受辱的这一位中间有什么关联呢？
And the answer is this.
那么答案在这里。
On the cross, Jesus reveals the infinite beauty of divine love.
那么在十字架上耶稣显示启示了那位神圣的爱的这个无穷的美丽。
This is the beauty that will save the world.
那么这样子的一个美是能够拯救世界。
Jesus himself in his suffering is the path back to paradise.
耶稣基督在他的苦难里面就开启了通往乐园的道路。
And this is hard for us to understand.
对我们来讲是难以理解的。
We lift up and exalt people who are powerful and beautiful.
我们是想要抬举那些有权力的、美丽的人。
We can illustrate this from the world of art.
那我们甚至是从艺术里面可以看到这一些。
One of the most famous statues in the world is Michelangelo's statue of King David.
那么在这个世界上最有名的一个雕塑就是米开朗基罗所雕塑的大卫王的雕像。
It's a huge statue.
一个很大的一个雕像。
And David is seen as strong and handsome, ready to conquer.
那么大卫就被描绘成一个强壮而且英俊要征服世界的领袖。
When we look at it, he's the star quarterback of the football team.
那么这好像在一个这个足球队里面的一个四分位。
Men want to be like him, women want to be with him.
那么所有的男人都以他为偶像，所有的女生都想要跟他在一起。
And we think to ourselves, if I were that strong and beautiful, maybe I could get back to paradise.
那么假定我能够像那个人一样那样子的强壮跟美丽的话，也许我就去了乐园。
Or at least if we had a leader who is so strong and beautiful, he could lead us back to paradise.
或者我们有个领袖像那个样子，他能够带领我们去到乐园。
But Michelangelo has another statue that many people think is even more beautiful and even greater.
但是米开朗基罗他有另外一个雕像，许多人认为是更伟大。
It is called the Pietà.
那么这个雕像，这个拉丁文就是 Pietà。
And it's a sculpture of Mary holding the dead body of Jesus in her arms.
是一个什么样的雕像呢？就是玛利亚手上带着这个耶稣死去的身体在她的怀抱里。
Now, because it's done by Michelangelo, it's done beautifully.
那么因为这是米开朗基罗的雕像，所以这个雕像非常非常的有艺术性。
But the real beauty of the sculpture is that it shows us the humility and the humanity of Jesus.
但是这个雕像之美就是看出耶稣基督他的人性以及他的受辱。
It's Jesus who embraces our troubles as his own.
那么耶稣基督他是我们的大祭司，他承担我们的软弱，就像他自己的软弱。
The beauty is not in his appearance, but in the reality of his suffering for us, his suffering with us, becoming fully human even to the point of death.
那么这个美不是因为它外表上的美，而是它取了人的形象，成为人的样子，在它的受苦里面，它跟我们认同。
In Isaiah 53:2, we read, He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to Him.
以赛亚书五十三章第二节特别提到说，他没有加起美容，我们看见他的时候也没有美貌使我们羡慕他。
The beauty of Jesus is the beauty of His love.
那么耶稣基督的美就是他在爱的美。
And so, in some sense, we find paradise by looking at Jesus on the cross as He pours out His love for us.
所以我们如何能够回到乐园呢？就是我们看到十字架上的基督，那么借着他的钉死显明他的爱。
The river that flowed through paradise is now the water that flows from His wounded side.
那么这个领我们回到乐园的这个水泉，其实就是他肋旁被枪刺出来之后的这个活水。
So in some sense, looking at Jesus, we already get a glimpse of paradise.
所以当我们看耶稣的时候，我们就对于乐园能够有一点点理解。
But we still have a journey of our own to make if we want to reach the fullness of paradise.
但是我们如何能够得到乐园的完全实现呢？我们在地上仍然有旅途要走。
And it consists in walking the way of Jesus ourselves.
那就是说我们要跟随耶稣基督的脚踪而行。
We have a wonderful illustration of this at the final chapter of John's Gospel.
在约翰福音的最后一章，我们有一个最好的例证。
Jesus has risen from the dead, and the disciples are out fishing.
耶稣基督已经从死里复活，可是他的门徒们却去打鱼去了。
They see Jesus on the shore, and they go to meet him.
他们在岸边看到耶稣，他们就去与他相会。
Peter is especially eager to meet Jesus.
那么彼得是特别想要再见耶稣。
But he finds that Jesus will have a very difficult lesson for him when they meet one another.
当他与耶稣基督面对面的时候，耶稣却给他提出一个困难的考验。
You remember that just a short while before, Peter has denied Jesus three times.
你记得就在不久之前，彼得三次不认耶稣。
And so Jesus asked him three times, Peter, do you love me?
所以有三次耶稣问彼得说，你爱我比这些更深吗？
And when Jesus says that for the third time, Peter's grieved because he knows Jesus is reminding him of that awful time of betrayal.
当耶稣基督问彼得第三次的时候，彼得的心里面非常悲伤，因为他知道是耶稣在提醒他，他曾经三次背叛他。
And yet Jesus is doing this to restore Peter, to forgive him, and to set him on the path again.
但是这是耶稣要使得彼得能够恢复的道路，使得他能够悔改，能够走到正路上。
And we might imagine then that now that he's restored, his path will be one of glory.
那么我们现在想说，现在彼得既然被赦免，必然恢复了，他就走向荣耀之路，不是这样吗？
He's going to be the head of the church.
他会成为教会的领袖。
What he says will be listened to by thousands.
那么他所讲的话，千万的人都会听。
And even today, being in this church, we are in some way founded upon the testimony of Peter.
就是今天我们所有的教会也是借着彼得的见证而一直建立起来的。
And so we think, surely Jesus will set him on the path to glory.
所以想，耶稣会让彼得往荣耀的路上走。
But Jesus has another sobering, sad message for Peter.
可是耶稣在这里有一个发人深省的一个信息给彼得。
In John 21:18, we read the following.
21章18节，我们读到这样子的信息。
Jesus says to Peter, I tell you the truth, when you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted. But when you are old, you'll stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go.
耶稣说，我实实在在地告诉你，你年少的时候自己束上带子随意往来，但年老的时候你要伸出手来，别人要把你束上带你到不愿意去的地方。
Instead of ending his life in glory, Peter's life will end in humiliation.
那么彼得的生命不是结束在荣耀，彼得的生命是结束在受辱。
Like Jesus, people will begin to control Peter and lead them where they want to go.
就像耶稣基督所走过的道路，他不能够任意自己而行，别人要带他到他不愿意去的地方。
And Peter's path will ultimately lead him to be killed for his Lord.
那么耶稣彼得最后他人生的道路是为主殉道。
Now, few of us may be called to martyrdom as Peter was.
我们中间可能很少有人像彼得一样被呼召出来要被主殉道，为主殉道。
But Jesus calls all of us to walk in his way, to take up our cross every day and follow him.
可是耶稣基督却呼召我们中间每一位属他的门徒要跟随他，背起自己的十字架来跟随他。
We're all called to pour out our lives for others in acts of loving service day by day.
我们每一位都有这样的一个呼召，要把我们的生命倾倒出来，在谦卑爱的服事上为主而活。
This is the road Jesus sets before us.
这是耶稣基督为每一位信主的人所定的道路。
It may be a long road, it may be a hard road, but it is the road home, and we must walk it.
这是一个长而艰难的道路，可是这却是回到神、回到家里面的道路，我们都要行在其上。
But the good news is that Jesus walks that road with us.
但是好消息就是说，当我们走这条道路的时候，耶稣与我们同行。
Jesus journeyed all the way from his heavenly glory to take our place, to meet with us in a place of exile and suffering.
耶稣离开天上的宝座和荣华，来到这个世界上，来代替我们，然后跟我们一同行。
Why does he do this?
为什么他这样子做？
The greatest theologian of the 20th century, Karl Barth, put it this way.
那么二十世纪伟大的神学家卡尔巴特这样子讲。
The way of his humiliation is simply the way that leads him to us.
那么耶稣基督他受苦屈辱的这个道路，就是使得他能够来到我们的这条路。
I'll say it again. The way of his humiliation is simply the way that leads him to us.
那么他的受辱之路，就是他能够带到来到我们这里的这一条路。
Jesus' desire for us to be with God is so great.That he embraces our problems as his own.
耶稣基督是有这样强烈的愿望，让我们能够与神同行，以至于他来到这个世界上与我们认同。
Jesus has walked this way before us.
耶稣在我们之前已经走过这一条道路。
Jesus remembers the scars of his earthly suffering that he acquired on this journey on earth.
耶稣记得他在这个世界上所行走的道路所受的一切的苦难跟创伤。
And he sends us his spirit to walk with us on that same path.
他差遣他的灵能够带领我们走同样的十字架的道路。
The spirit of the crucified Jesus is with us day by day to walk the path of service.
为我们钉死耶稣基督的灵现在在我们的身上与我们同行，每一日与我们同行。
And it's this river of the spirit which will carry us home to our Savior when we reach paradise again.At last.
那么就是这样一位活水的圣灵能够继续带领我们，让我们一直能够回到乐园。
Let us pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we confess that we often walk in our own way.
主啊，我们向你承认，常常我们走自己的道路。
Lord, we think we can figure out for ourselves how to get back into your presence.
我们以为我们靠着自己的方法和能力能够找到回到乐园的道路。
But we give you thanks that you have made a way for us to return through your Son.
但我们感谢你，因为你已经开了这条新路，让我们回到你那里去。
We thank you that He's died for our sins so that we can freely come back to you.
我们感谢你，他为我们的罪钉死在十字架上，使我们能够回到天父的面前。
And we thank you that He has sent us our Spirit to help us.To walk back to you.
我们也感谢你，因为也差遣圣灵能够与我们同行，能够回到你那里去。
May you strengthen us this week to serve others as Jesus served us.
让你在这个礼拜里面加添给我们力量，让我们能够服侍别人，正像耶稣基督服侍别人一样。
And may we know even now a taste of that glory that comes to those who serve you.
那么就是在今天，让我们借着服侍能够预尝一点点要来的这个荣耀的那个滋味。
We ask this in Jesus' name.
我们是靠耶稣的名来求告。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much.